Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have me share today, this week, He quickened a message that I trust you'll enjoy and appreciate, because it is a current work of the Holy Spirit that He is doing in the lives of His people at this time in the earth. And this might seem a strange title, but I've entitled it God's Laundry. Did you know God has a laundry? Well, I'm going to make it very practical and applicable for our lives, but I'd like it. That comes from Ephesians 5:25-27. Where it talks about the Lord, that He might present to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And the Knox translation translates those verses, He might present to Himself a glorious church in stainless glory, no stain, no wrinkle, no such disfigurement. So I think it's always important when you quote a scripture, it's important to see the context. And so I'd like to read a few more verses found in the fifth chapter of Ephesians. I'll start at verse 22 and stop at verse 27, talking about marriage. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Then it goes on in the following verse, the husband's head of the wife as Christ is head of the church. And then going down to verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as church also, as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it. How does He do that? With the washing of water by the Word. That's the Word of God. Verse 27, and this is the whole purpose of what He's doing in this hour, that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So, yes, God does have a laundry, and that's His church. That's the body of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is working on each one of the members of that body. We're fitly framed together. Jesus is the head. We're the body in the earth, and He is working to perfect holiness in our lives. Bottom line, so we will be like Jesus. And there's a reference, or implied reference there, to the previous chapter, Ephesians 4, where it talks about fivefold ministry. That's verse 11 in chapter 4. He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Fivefold ministry. These are leaders in the body of Christ. Why did He do that? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. That's not their work. These leadership positions cause the saints to be perfected, that they can do the work of the ministry, which is simply the Great Commission, telling folks about Jesus, praying for them, and showing the way of salvation, not only by words, but by example. And verse 13 says, till we all come, this is the end result, the end game, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Praise God. And so this without blemish, without spot, Jesus is referred to in the Word of God as the sacrificial lamb. Let's look at 1 Peter, the first chapter, and I want to read at starting at verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That word conversation means not just words, but of living. And in 2 Peter 3:14, the apostle tells us, be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. So that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's working on spots, stains, or wrinkles in our lives, blemishes, things that are not pleasing to him. And that's the verbiage that the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to use. So God is delivering us from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And let's spend a little bit of time seeing how he goes about doing that. Let's look at that first word that was used, spot. And it means, in the Greek, the verb means to soil, to defile. The noun version means a blemish or a defect. And this would suggest to us the spots, soil or defiling or a blemish or a defect. It would suggest to you affinity with the world or a worldliness. And that's the direct job description, if you will, of the Holy Spirit delivering us from the effects of the world upon us, the carnality that the natural man possesses. Now, by dictionary definition, a spot is a small area visibly different, as in color or finish or material, from the surrounding areas. It's an area marred or marked as by dirt. And I'm going to be using, of course, obviously we're talking about God's laundry, the analogy of laundry. Now, if you get a spot on the surface of a material or a garment, generally it's easy to remove, depending on what the spot is. And it's a good idea not to let it remain there as soon as you notice it, to work to get it off. And it's a blemish, and that's something like, you know, pet hair or dust or dirt, which is basically easily removed. That's in opposition to something more serious like a scar or an actual defect on the garment. And James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled is to keep himself or oneself unspotted from the world. We're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Now, be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't try to copy or be similar or be like the world. If we will concentrate on having the mind of Christ, renewing our mind by the power of the Scriptures, we will be transformed. That's what it's talking about. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the world, of course, this does not refer to our earthly natural habitat. It's not talking about nature. It's not talking about the world of trees and grass and flowers, but it refers to unregenerate humanity. And that's the thing we should understand. In 1 John 2:15, the exhortation, love not the world. He's not talking about the physical world that God created. It did not sin. It is groaning and waiting in expectation for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's all of creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the time when they too will be redeemed from the corruption and the decay that came upon the world as a result of man's sin, because that the earth was man's dominion. God gave us the earth to rule over the fish and over the flora, the fauna. That was our task. If any man loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him, 1 John 2:15, and that refers to fallen humanity. So the worldliness of a natural man, basically, unless they're responding to the Holy Spirit, it causes them to reject the gospel. And there is a parable of a wedding feast, which Jesus gives in Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And he says in verse 2, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son." That's the father giving a marriage feast for Jesus. "And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he set forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come into the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Thus saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants which went out into the highways gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests." Praise God. So you see, this is a parable of the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity working together with the truth of the gospel to invite those who have ears to hear to come and partake of the banquet, the wedding feast of the Lord that he is preparing for his people who have received the salvation that is found only in Jesus Christ. Well, we are just getting into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message I've entitled God's Laundry. Also, I do invite you, if you have prayer needs, if you have some spots you need in your life that you're going to ask the Holy Spirit for his help, then please feel free to write. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours. This is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.